Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. It is Dukes and Bell, your number one sports show on your number one sports station. I was just listening to Matt Ryan, who signed a one-day contract with our Atlanta Falcons to retire as an Atlanta Falcon. And I was just saying to Mike, because I'm watching it on YouTube, I want to see what Matt had to say, and we'll hear and let you play. We'll play some of this for you a little bit later on. But I was telling Mike some of the comments. Most of them are, "We love you, Matt. Best ever. So glad to have had a chance to watch you." All of the things you would expect at this point, 14 years here in Atlanta, and then a year in Indy, 15 years as a starting quarterback in the National Football League, MVP, Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. We could go on and on. But then I was also telling Mike, and I'm only mentioning this because I don't get it. Some of these comments are just freaking outrageous, you know? And if you still want to take shots at a guy that gave you everything he possibly could, he's not the reason we didn't win Super Bowl 51. He played well. I don't know why it's now I still want to take shots unless you just don't like him. And if you don't, so be it. But he is the greatest Falcon to put on a uniform. It's just what it is. And guys, when you finish with the career wins that he did and leads the club, passing yards, touchdowns, completions, this is all the stuff I've been saying, attempts.
Right.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. And I don't know when that happens, but he is. And so I appreciate Matt standing up there, and Mike and I were listening and we're laughing because he's got a great sense of humor, which is something, Mike, I don't know if he led on to when he was the quarterback.
Right. Well, again, he was in such a – I mean, I don't think people who moved here in the last few years realize the situation that Matt found himself in. Mike Vick was iconic here, and the way that thing went down. There's people upset with Arthur Blank demanding some of the contract money back while he was in jail. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, well, you don't get to keep that money, guys. But it was just toxic. Remember, ESPN did a town hall. It was absolutely beyond toxic. That's the environment that Matt, here is Matt, fresh-faced kid from Boston College, comes into. I remember sitting in the end zone in section 124. I was just laughing because he basically did a complete schematic breakdown of his first throw in the NFL, a touchdown pass, 62 yards to Michael Jenkins against the Lions at the Georgia Dome. And it was like yesterday. Carl and I were just listening during the commercial break. It was great. But, I mean, the guy is a class act on and off the field. You know, he got you the best, you know, the best winning percentage, back-to-back winning seasons, took you farther than anybody. And then, oh, by the way, you know, when it hits the fan in this city like it did in many cities around the country, he decides to cut a check for $500,000 to help some healing in the city, which people seem to just take for granted. So, like, if you're taking shots at Matt Ryan today, you're a classless idiot. You know, I mean,
clown.
You got to look at yourself in the mirror, and your core values are crap, man.
You're a clown. And that is why I mention it, because today should be a day that we celebrate the fact that he is retiring as a Falcon and what he meant to the city and how much we won. You forget how much we won. Now, you may say, we didn't win the big one. Well, there's a lot of guys and a lot of teams that don't win the big one. We won a lot. We celebrated a lot. There were a lot of Sundays and Mondays that we were happy, and we went to the playoffs a lot. So I don't know what to tell you, but at the end of the day, he is retiring as a Falcon, and I'm happy about that because he deserves this. The way it ended, nobody wanted that, and you didn't see him as an Indianapolis Colt. It's Peyton Manning. You don't see Matt Ryan as an Indiana. You saw him as an Atlanta Falcon. Right. 404-726-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Just want to mention that, and we'll hear from him a little bit later on. We'll play some of this presser today as he's taking questions and answering, you know. But Matt is doing TV. He's doing a really good job at it. He enjoys it. And now it's official. So, Mike, the paperwork goes in, I don't know, tomorrow, next day, whenever, and then the clock starts to tick as to when he may get the call down the road to potentially go into the Hall of Fame. And as I said, he's got the numbers to do it. When you start talking about passing yards, when you're 10th in that top 10 all time, and I think he's got close to 60,000 passing yards, you're going. He's going to get in.
Yeah, I think that I'd be curious, does it matter if you're, I mean, a first ballot Hall of Famer for some? That is like the, you know, that's the gold seal, you know, the stamp of approval. But I'm not sure. We'll see, you know, because you do have some gatekeepers. You have a combination of media and some guys that have agendas or not. But I know that some guys say, well, if Matt Ryan's in, is Philip Rivers in? I can't answer that. I know that, you know, Matt did play. And as I said, and if you take it in total, everything he accomplished here, including getting first back-to-back winning seasons, going to a Super Bowl, you know, MVP season, you know, and as I said, the class act that he was, I think it's all the ingredients for a Hall of Fame career.
All right, plenty more to dive into. Coming up, we'll take a look at one of the mock drafts that actually has us taking one of these edge rushers, but not when you think we are. Big O's behind the glass, of course, our engineer. Turtle is our executive producer. Let's get to an NFL blitz!
Hey, hey. Welcome to the NFL! With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coming up at 4 o'clock, by the way, we'll talk to our buddy Connor Riley, all things SEC. He writes for Dog Nation, and we'll talk to him about the draft coming up and the dogs that will be involved, not only Thursday, but throughout the week. Meanwhile, Mike, Dak Prescott says he's fine betting on himself. Quote, I'm focused on here, right now, where I'm at. And he said, this was at a children's cancer fundraiser that he was at, where he was asked this question at a gala, and basically said, look, if it means I have to right. play this year out with no additional, you know, extension, so be it. I'm ready to bet on myself. So, but here's the deal. If he doesn't go to the Super Bowl, Mike, I don't think he gets the next deal with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think you got to turn the page because you feel like you've hit sort of like the ceiling with Dak. You know, look, should Jerry have maybe – see, I think with Dak, you can take it all the way back to the previous coach with Jason Garrett and the fact that – I thought the Kellen Moore people still like his game as an OC, but I just felt that you needed, I don't know, tougher love, a better coach. McCarthy got the best out of him, by the way, this last year, but it still ends in a disaster in the postseason, in the playoffs. And look, the Cowboys haven't won anything since, you know, Clinton was in the White House, guys. Think about that.
30 years.
For all the resources and everything that Jerry pours into that franchise. So, yeah, it's in a league where it's so hard to find a quarterback. Look at our last 2 years. But you got a ceiling with this guy that's perceived by Cowboy Nation.
No doubt. He says, I am fine betting on myself. Listen, I think if you have the confidence to do that, that's great. The problem is, if you don't win the Super Bowl, I just don't think it continues there.
No, I just – because – well, and by the way, they've missed – we talk about Buffalo all the time, missing their window. Dallas's window's been the last 3 years, you know, to have home playoff games and you can't bring home the bacon. So, and look, as we just talked about with Matt Ryan, quarterbacks' legacies are always tied to the playoffs. And whether it's fair or unfair, look, Dak's always going to get the lion's share of the heat.
Let's hear from Dak Prescott.
I don't have any fears.
So you believe you'll be here forever playing based on your conversations with Jerry?
I'm not going to say I fear being here or not. I don't fear either situation, to be candid with you. I love this game and love to play and love to better myself as a player and my teammates around me. Right now it's with the Dallas Cowboys. It's where I want to be, and that's where I am, and that's the focus. And after the season, we'll see where we're at, and if the future holds that, then if not, we'll go from there.
Next question. Okay. I love playing. I love being here. But if it ain't here, it'll be somewhere else. Maybe he's right. Meanwhile, Mike, Caleb Williams on wanting to be in a place for a very long time.
I think when we hear Caleb Williams' name, how does he help Chicago win its first championship? since 1985.
85 Bears.
Now that I want to play at one place for 20 years and chase one guy, number 12, I want a place that loves ball. You know, that's all I've heard about Chicago so far.
You know, when you think about one of the biggest cities in America, one of the historical franchises, how mediocre to bad the quarterback play has been on that franchise. Even Jim McMahon would tell you he was not the best quarterback by a long shot, you know, in the league. But, yeah, when you think of Rex Grossman and, man, Jay Cutler is probably the high watermark other than maybe Harbaugh and Tomczak. Remember that? Remember that battle back in the day? And then Fields, obviously, that didn't end up with whatever you feel, who's to blame on that one. But, yeah, you're the savior. You'll be the biggest thing in Chicago since Michael Jordan if you could win a playoff game in that town with that Bears team.
Williams was talking about playing in Chi-Town. Everybody expects him to be the first overall pick on Thursday.
Now that I want to play at one place for 20 years and chase one guy, number 12, I want a place that loves ball. You know, that's all I've heard about Chicago so far, which is exciting for me because L.A. was great, but there is probably double digits of teams here. It's a big pool of, you know, so you have to be winning championships. You have to be playoffs every year to have, you know, the fans and things like that show up. And so one thing, you know, if it was Chicago's a place that I've heard that they love ball, which is really exciting for me and something that I'm looking forward to and embracing.
That is Caleb Williams. We will see what other quarterbacks go in the first round. It's our NFL Blitz. Hey, Daniel Jeremiah, Mike, on what you are hoping the Falcons do in this draft.
Yeah, and I would even throw Chop Robinson in there. And I would also throw, even though looking and talking about edge guys, Byron Murphy is a defensive tackle. I think when you have that collection of players, I don't think Dallas Turner has so separated himself from those guys that you wouldn't be interested in taking a package that gets you back, you know, 5-6 spots. You're going to come away with one of those players. They're going to be impact, and then you're going to have the extra resources to fill out the rest of your roster, you know, around Kirk Cousins. So I absolutely would field that phone call. And I think they will get a phone call, not only because the Roma Dunze is someone that's pegged at 9 and 10. Also, 9 and 10 are potential tackle teams. So if you want to get up there and get that second tackle, I think the 8th pick is where you got to go.
Mentioned this to Carl earlier. If you're looking to make a trade, the one that makes the most sense, for me at least, because they got what you want. Give me what you got. They got a second round pick. That's the Raiders.
Okay.
Because you'd have to get a future second rounder from the Vikings or the Broncos. The Raiders would get you to 13. Which gets you maybe more comfortable taking Dallas Turner or Jared Verse or certainly Byron Murphy.
Yeah.
Or one of the middle of the middle. I mean, depends on who. They may love one of the corners. There's a number of corners there. We talk Quinyon Mitchell. All those guys will be there.
Yeah, and I am more comfortable taking him there. But I think the most interesting thing that Daniel Jeremiah said in that soundbite is he hasn't separated himself enough.
Right.
For you to say, absolutely, that is who we're going to go get.
And he has changed his tune on this because earlier in some of his mocks, he had him higher. So Latu at 13 would be nice. We mentioned some of the, you know, Terry and Arnold at 13.
Yep.
And then you go get your edge rusher. You'll have an extra pick in the second round to move up. Or you just find your edge rusher and maybe go tackle. We talked about that too. But there's a bunch of defensive backs. Nate Wiggins from Clemson. All would be in that range if you're moving back. But again, takes two to tango.
Meanwhile, Mike, how cool was it to see Kirk Cousins, Sunday Night Baseball, jump into the booth? Here's a little bit of what he said as he did this last night.
The family's doing great. My boys are young enough, they're 6 and 5, where we usually spend our off seasons in Atlanta anyway, so they don't even know that anything's different right now. They just think it's a normal April being in Atlanta. But my wife is from Atlanta, so her parents, her siblings, I mean, this is a real special deal for them. They're big sports fans, lifelong Falcons fans, lifelong Braves fans, so this is a thrill.
Dream come true.
Dream come true, and it's fun to be a part of it, and we got to realize the dream come true with hopefully bringing a world championship here to Atlanta with the Falcons.
There you go. Says he knows how hard that is to do. It was fun to listen to. Again, he's just a likable guy. It was a 1-2-3 inning, so he stuck around for the full inning, Carl, in the bottom of the fifth. But, yeah, I mean, every time you hear the guy speak, I mean, like, you know, maybe he talks too much. Like, he's talking with the trainers, which may cost us a draft pick. There are a lot of stories out there saying that the Falcons perhaps will be penalized, and some say heavily. Now, Carl brought this up earlier. There's no way you're going to drop a first-round or second-round pick on the Falcons because you're screwing up everybody else's draft board. If you're looking for the precedent, when Gannon was hired by the Cardinals, he was allegedly still with the Eagles, so they swapped some picks. They moved down, moved to third, and gave up a fourth round in the following year.
The following
correct
year. Not now. That's the important thing. They're not going to do that. The NFL's, they may be doing a lot of dumb things. They're not going to do that. All right. We've got more to dive into, guys. It's Dukes and Bale Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, including why you should be loving Rome. We'll explain next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell. Again, Matt Ryan signs a one-day contract to retire as a Falcon. We'll hear from him coming up a little bit later on in the show. Here's the deal, Mike. As we talk about the NFL draft, which is Thursday, we'll be down at Mercedes-Benz bringing you the latest and a reminder that Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer take things over at around 7:30. They'll take you through the first round of the draft. Friday, Mike and I will be at the Ticketmaster Studios up at Flowery Branch bringing you that draft pick. Whoever it is, are we talking to a quarterback? Are we talking to a wide receiver? Are we talking to an edge rusher? One of the things that you should be excited about is if one of these wide receivers falls our way, Mike, it could be Rome Odunze. Right. Rome Odunze last year led college football with over 1,600 receiving yards. He also averaged almost 18 yards a catch. Who was throwing him the ball? Michael Penix. But the thing is, Rome Odunze, Mike, scored 21 touchdowns, 20 receiving, one rushing. And over his past 27 games, he showed body control. He can make his catch radius, all the things we talk about with these guys. So as Mike and I talk about, hey, a wide receiver may be there, and you guys are like, I don't want to do it. This guy's giving you every reason to be excited. Mike, the only guy of his 32 receptions of at least 20 yards, he was second to only one guy, Malik Nabers. What if Nabers or Rome Odunze is there at 8?
Run. You don't have to bring the card up. It's all digital. But you know what the idea is. Ding, I ring in. Yeah, I mean, and look, and unless Terry Fontenot gives us the ultimate okey-doke after what he's done the first 3 years, if those guys are there, and then the guys are like, well, why'd you go get Darnell Mooney? I don't know. But anyway, if they do that, we've got the four receivers with the four receiver set we've talked about. Certainly, you got three receivers going to get the ball to those guys. We're going to be scoring some points. So that's it. Look, that is not a pipe dream, especially if somebody moves up and does a deal with either Arizona or the Cardinal or the Chargers.
Or the Chargers. I mean, that's part of it. I'm just saying, this is why if that guy's sitting there, you should be excited about Rome. Right. He's shown you what he has in college. And again, Mike, 1,640 receiving yards, 20 receiving touchdowns. We're crying about guys getting 10. He just owned college football last year, which is why Washington was so good. Right. All right, so with that said, and Neighbors is a beast, and he showed you that at his pro day. Here's the other thing that is interesting. So, as we've been talking about mock drafts, and Mike mocks a lot of drafts, okay?
I do a lot of mocks.
SB Nation mock draft, they have the Falcons selecting, say it slow, Latu. At 19, though, not at 8, Mike. And again, this gets back to your strategy about if you're going to do this, great, but let's try to get something in return. Mike, they have us trading with the Rams.
Okay, and that's now you're going down. You're going to 19, right?
Yes.
And that makes, okay, you know what? What are we giving up to get? Because, as we said, some of the other teams, Carl, don't have that second-round pick. The Rams' second-round pick is the 52nd overall. So let's do it. Let's put it in the machine. It's almost like the they're not interested in trading for this pick. Well, again, this is the PFF computer, and this is why you see me get aggravated during commercial break.
Yes.
So you try to do the simulations. But you'd have a 52nd pick and a 43rd pick in the second round.
So this,
amongst other things.
Well, this SB Nation mock has the Falcons trading the 8th pick to the Rams for pick 19. So at 19, you go.
Right. Everyone's going to give us other stuff to move up.
Pick 83 in the third round and a 2025 first.
Oh, that's huge. Now, that's something I don't think you could sneeze at by any stretch at all.
If you're telling me we got that in return, do it now.
Yeah, you got to like that one.
Okay?
Yeah.
Still get a first-round pick. You probably still get the guy you want at 19. You get pick 83 in the third round, so you add a third and a 2025 first?
Right.
Come on.
That's such a good deal, I can't even make the computer accept it.
I know.
On this.
And that's why
the simulation.
And these are the deals, guys, that we Falcons may be presented with, but we want to tell you, like, this is the stuff behind the scenes that you go, well, they're not going to move. If somebody comes at us like that,
right,
you got to make a move.
And then if you're looking at who's out there, it's funny. I've told you so much about some of those, again, with that pick that you just gave me in the 80s. Then you've got a bunch of that second-tier edge rushers that we've been talking about. We've been comparing our draft to how the Rams pulled it off.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of players that a lot of the analysts that Chris and you and I spoke with the last few weeks have liked at there for the Falcons in that zone of like anywhere between 60 to the 80th pick. I like it.
Can I ask you guys a question, too? Chris, you can get in here. Oren, why is it that Chop Robinson, the edge rusher from Penn State, all right, is also now being, Mike, mentioned higher than Dallas Turner?
Yeah, Chop is getting some love. And do I have buyer's remorse from Ebba Cady? Different athlete. Chop is a guy that a lot of folks really do love the physicality. Wish we had Big Chuck Smith to coach him up, Carl, when he got here, but he's with the Ravens.
Okay, I just, for
one
all...
One word, Carl. Dude.
What? What?
Smokescreen.
So Chop Robinson is not he's not that good?
No. There's some team that wants Dallas Turner.
Correct.
So they're putting out information that, oh, exactly. Chop really impressed us.
Which is nonsense. Misdirection.
He's the clear fourth, Chop Robinson.
Right. That would be behind Jared Verse, Latu. Or Latu. A lot of mock drafts, as we said, it's Latu, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, and then you get the Chop.
Did you say Latu?
Latu.
Dallas Turner. I'm just looking at this. I know Chop, and I do agree with you, by the way. I don't think he is better than those three guys. But it's interesting to see in some of these lists, Mike, where you've got Chop Robinson. Nobody's talked about Chop.
And by the way, post-combine breakdown from NFL Network, a boom or bust potential.
Chop.
Chop.
Mm. Nice name, though.
Oh, it's a great name.
Chop.
Pope Chop Robinson.
Chop Robinson. But yeah, and this is the kind of stuff.
If we get Kool-Aid McKinstry and Pork Chop Robinson, we're going to town, man. I don't know how you got everything you need for a barbecue.
No, we're going to call this defense soul food is what we're going to call this defense. I think, Mike, seriously, as far as the edge, guys, and that's why I bring this up, that's the kind of stuff you're going to see, and you're like, wait a minute, you guys didn't talk about Chop Robinson for 6 weeks because – he's not one of the top edge guys, but he is an edge rusher. And I think when you start talking about what's the final board look like, who's going to be the first, second, or third, you know, from their position, corner, edge, it doesn't matter. Offensive tackle, who's coming off the board? My guess right now is Chop Robinson is the fourth edge rusher taken, Mike, which puts him where? Late second, maybe third round, potentially?
Yeah. I tell you what, man, there's a lot of ways. We could still go – you could still conceivably get the wide receiver if that's the best athlete that we talked about. And again, I'll give you the names real quick for nerds that are into it. Marshawn Nealand. There's mock drafts. This guy goes top 50 now. This is the guy that dazzled at the combine out of Western Michigan. Daniel Jeremiah likes him. We talked about it with our boy, who is it, Dr. Sidney Bloom?
Yep.
He likes him as well. Austin Booker, they describe him as a raw dog, Carl, out of Kansas. And then there's another name, and this is one we talked earlier about maybe going like with a tackle. Xavier Thomas from Clemson is listed as an edge rusher on a lot of drafts, but he's got the size to kind of play that tweener, kind of like the 3-4 guy that like a Richard Seymour was. I mentioned earlier, he's got more size than who is it out of Texas we just talked about?
Byron.
He's bigger than that guy.
Yeah, Byron Murphy. 404-726-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. This hour of Dukes and Bell brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Coming up, yeah, man, no man. Hope you enjoyed a nice cold Hey Man L this weekend. I've got a funny Hey Man L story, Mike, I'll tell later in the show. And also, we're going to talk with Connor Riley. How many dogs are going this weekend?
Brock Bauer's going to be the first 15?
He better.
Some mocks have him
better.
Sliding.
I know. But that's, again, I think part of that is we get back to need and what people are projecting.
I know that I still have the idea of going corner and getting the edge. But you know, if you guys hit us up, what about Ladd McConkey? We were talking about receivers. Well, he's a second round. He's projected second round. Yeah. We have to, from where we are, we have to move up to get him, though. Because he'll be gone by 43.
Ladd, I think, is going to be a problem for somebody in the league. Like, once he gets to wherever he's going, I think he's going to be really good.
Not as big as Cooper Kupp. A lot of guys feel it's a perfect fit for what we're going to be running.
But I think he's shiftier.
Mm-hmm.
A quick twitch, Mike. I think he's better at that than Cooper Kupp. Cooper is a route precision guy. I think Ladd, look at me, I'm shaking. Like I'm shaking somebody.
Carl just juked his own microphone.
You know, like I'm shaking somebody at the line of scrimmage. He's got that stuff, man. That's how he gets open. But we're going to see. By the way, Chris just said in my ear, he thinks the Jets take
Brock Bowers?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of mock drafts.
Can I ask you guys
the ultimate weapon for Aaron Rodgers.
Can I ask you guys a question? When was the last great tight end to play with Aaron Rodgers? Exactly.
I want to say, well, Chamorro is Brett Favre.
Michael Finley.
Mercedes Lewis. Finley.
Dude, for some reason, when I think about Aaron Rodgers, and I did this over the weekend because I was like, Chris, to your point, one of my guys from the Jets was like, you know, oh, yeah, Brock Bowers, and we were talking. But he's never really had like an all-pro type tight end that he's played
Chamorro, that was a Brett Favre years. Jermichael Finley.
My point.
Yeah, that Jermichael Finley was part of the Super Bowl winning team.
He always has had a great rapport with his wide receivers, but he's never had that all-world kind of tight end guy that you went, oh, there he is. That's the guy he's going to go to. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying they won't do it because it may be the best pick for the Jets at 10, but that's not what Aaron Rodgers has done throughout his career. Right. It's like, oh, he has got a tight end like Travis Kelce that he's
worked
with.
But he always has had tight ends that he likes. Remember his last few years with the Packers, he was going toe-to-toe with the GM about keeping this guy or that guy. He does have a warm spot in his heart for tight ends.
Keeps his
Robert
friends.
Tonyan.
He had 11 touchdown catches in 2020. Great. Robert Tonyan.
Thank you. We shouldn't have to research who the last great tight end played with Aaron Rodgers. That's the point.
But that was the boy that he wanted him to go to bat for.
All right. We got a lot more to dive into. Yeah, man, no man's on the way, guys. More draft coverage, and we will talk about the rumors about Trae Young. As he played his last game in Atlanta, you do not want to miss this conversation coming up next hour. When we come back, it's time for Yeah, Man, No Man on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is Dukes and Bell. Mike is in here mocking as we speak. coming up, we're going to talk about where the Hawks go. Lots of stuff floating around, and Mark Stein reporting that the Hawks are open to moving Trae Young. We'll get into that coming up next hour. More on Matt Ryan, who retires as a Falcon after signing a one-day contract with the Falcons today, and then he had a presser. That is on the way in the 5 o'clock hour. Mike, real quick, before we get to Turtle, you just said you fixed the Falcons' defense.
Yeah, man. I made a trade with the Dolphins, Turtle. They wanted Brock Bowers, so they came up to 8 to get Brock Bowers. We dropped down. Again, guys, it all varies from what site to site. The 21st pick, I got your boy, Latu. And then I got the heir apparent to Grady. I picked up Braden Fisk from Florida State. How you like them apples? So we got the best new, good edge rusher, big time tackle.
Yeah.
And then I went and got more stuff. I got us TJ Tampa, a good second tier corner out of Iowa State.
Okay. You addressed all the defensive.
I got all that D, and then now it's just By the way, have you seen the new promo for the draft from Motown?
No.
So they got Eminem with Roger Goodell, and so it starts off with Eminem. He goes, "Hi, I'm Eminem, and that was the draft of the show being Detroit." And Roger goes, "Yeah, live from the D." And then Eminem goes, "We could just say Detroit." It's actually, have you seen it? It's actually very well
done. How about
done.
That D, baby?
Yeah. No, please, coach. So then we got wide receiver, and we can take Javon Baker, the kid we spoke to last week. Adam McEachran.
That's right. Local kid.
Devontae Walker. Or we go get Spencer Rattler if you want to go get your quarterback.
Okay.
I don't want to do that.
No, I don't either. I don't either. I don't want to waste any of these picks on that if we don't have to.
What's all about this? Nothing like what I just did will ever happen on draft weekend, but it's nice to dream.
All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what's going on? How was your weekend, man?
My weekend was great, but now I'm mad.
Why?
Our boy is being used for clickbait.
What are you talking about?
The website, a website I visit daily as part of my show prep, mm-hmm. Larry Brown Sports, right. Decided to do a write-up on Matt Ryan. But instead of including him in the headline, the article reads, "Former NFL MVP officially announces his retirement," conspicuously leaving Matt Ryan's name out of the headline of the article so that you will click on said article.
Gotcha.
I don't like it. I think that's cheap tactics. I think they're employing, 2024 lack of journalism standards here.
Ryan's name should be in the lead.
Exactly. You're burying the lead because you know what that says? That says that they think that if they put Matt Ryan's name in the lead,
they won't click it.
Some people might not click.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it.
I don't either. I'm with you on this. And by the way, I found that I don't do that whole clickbait thing anymore. If you're not telling me what I'm about to read, I'm not reading it.
Right.
Like, I've been caught so many times, like, "You won't believe what actress just did." And I'm like, "Oh, wow." Who? And then next thing you know, I'm down like six clicks later. I'm like, "Forget it. I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it. I follow all the Formula One websites. Same thing. It's like, "You're not going to believe what Lewis Hamilton said." He didn't say anything. You know what I mean? So it's like,
or you get the other
his car
one.
Sucks. Thanks for the newsflash.
You get the other one. It's like, "You won't believe what Jonathan Taylor Thomas looks like now." And he's 35 years old with a gut and a beard. All right. Something that could be coming down the line sooner than we all think. And that is having to pay to watch playoff sports. Ooh. Apparently, according to Andrew Marchand in an article that he posted, Amazon Prime Video could be in the running for the package that would land the conference finals or the NBA finals at some point during the course of their next negotiating window.
Would you really take it off over-the-air television? I mean, that's
if they can make more money.
Of course they can. Yeah, of course they will. I mean, I know. I mean, I'm answering. It's redundant. I mean, yeah, they will. It's a rhetorical question, because we've already shown when 60 million people signed up for the Chiefs Dolphins on Peacock and 75% retained the service, then that says all you need to know.
Where is this going to go again? Potentially
Amazon Prime.
Right. Mm.
They're diving in, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're diving in.
They have Thursday Night Football already.
I do like, the only part of the Amazon I don't like is Kirk Herbstreit. He's overexposed. I wish they take the guys that are doing the pregame and put that on, put that on with Al Michaels and give Al somebody to talk to.
I don't know where I'm at on this right now. Like, this is one of those things that's going to hit me as a sports fan where I go, wait a minute, I have to pay? Like, I don't want to even think about this, Turtle, because I'm so spoiled and used to Mike's point, over the air, say it with me, free.
Give us free.
That's what I'm used to. Like, so, I mean, I might have a problem with this.
Or at least it's included, like,
yes,
the games that are on TBS and ESPN, at least that's included in your package.
Yeah, correct.
This is something you'd have to pay for entirely differently. I'm telling you guys, we've talked about this before with this latest development. Yeah, man, no man, within the next 10 years, do you think we'll have to pay to watch the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. No, listen, 10 years sounds like a long time, but I don't think it is. I know Goodell. Yeah. But, and by the way, Goodell won't be commissioner at that point. He'll be retired, right, and there'll be someone else in there, and it'll be a new, young, spry tech guy, Mike, yeah, who thinks about the way technology is and how we should be, you know, using it.
It'll be the guy who brokered the deal, because part of NBC, you know, the Peacock was dying, so they threw him a bone. It'll be the guy who came up with that idea.
I think it will, Turtle, and you know what? That game, here's the deal about the Super Bowl. Yes, people will pay for the Super Bowl. I don't know if I'm paying for week one of the NFL with any particular team when nothing is really settled. And if you're an NFL fan and Mike says it's our drug, right, but I just think there's a difference between you saying, hey, we're going to charge you $50 for the Super Bowl, which would be outrageous, okay? Maybe it's 20. I don't know. People will do that. If I told you, hey, by the way, you got to pay to see the Saints' first game of the season, I don't know. There's a different level. Playoffs, Super Bowls, that's a different level of pay-per-view for
right
me.
Because I'm paying $70 right now for center ice, you know, because the playoffs just started, by the way. And then, you know, I got the – come back for the Apple package. So I'm not watching that on – I'm not watching MLS on Apple this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just getting my highlights from the website, well, and so I don't see the match.
You got to pick and choose, man. I mean, listen, we all love to have all this stuff. At the end of the day, we're just like you. Well, you got to pick and choose – what you're going to spend on. And I know you're a big hockey. By the way, incredible hockey game last night.
Right.
Incredible.
If you didn't see it, all the, I don't steal your thunder, Chris, you have this as
no,
part
no,
of
no, go ahead.
All the home teams, all the number ones, all the higher seeds won in all of everything, in NBA and NHL. And for the NHL, it's the first time it's happened since, like, you know, forever. I think NBA is 1970 or something like that.
14-0.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. Wild weekend. And if anybody saw it, I don't think a lot of people did because it was awful. The Cavs Magic game set basketball back about 25 years. Mm. All right. Could I interest you in a Netflix series, or it's actually going to be a one-episode event, live, The Roast of Tom Brady?
Ooh, yeah.
It was announced today. It will appear live and unedited on Netflix Sunday, May 5th at 8 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. Who's roasting him?
TBD. Mm. You would think Jeff Ross is probably in.
Yeah. Because that's probably the other part.
Yeah, they're bringing the Boston angle. Like, I don't know, you could bring in some Boston comedians.
Bill Burr
would be freaking hysterical in that.
He should host it, honestly. Know?
Dennis Leary.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I am interested, but, like, I need to know who's roasting him. Like, this has got to be big.
Bill Burr doing it would be great. I'm with Turtle. That would be pretty funny.
Bill Burr is funny as hell. But yes, I'm interested because I want to see this, and I want to hear some of the stories. I got to hear some of this stuff that's going to be said about Brady. Yes, I'm all in.
You know what's funny? One of the best ones over the last couple of years. And I'm not a fan of his, but he handled it well, and it was hysterical, was Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yeah. They did a roast of Justin Bieber.
What was this? Like on what?
Was that Comedy Central?
Yeah, I think
right?
It was Comedy Central.
Okay.
And it was phenomenal. And he played ball, and he let everyone make all the all the tropes. They hit on everything, boy band and all that. It was actually really, really good. So I agree with you guys. I'm excited for the Tom Brady one. All right, one more quick one before we get out of here. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the manager of the team that I root for was ejected today. Now, that's not news because he gets ejected. He leads. He's the all-world team, and managers getting ejected in baseball. But you see what had happened was, and I'm going to play the audio for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. It was mistaken identity.
Yeah, it wasn't actually him.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Aaron, you're done. I don't care who said it. You're gone.
I don't care who said it. You're gone. Yonder Wentelstad is so off base for that. So the fan in the blue shirt is the one who says something to Hunter Wendelstadt. That's what he reacts to, and he kicks out Aaron Boone, who says, whoa, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, and the guy's animated. He's sitting right there. He's got the choice seats behind the on-deck circle. And so he's letting the ump have it, and he thought it came from the Yankee dugout.
Wow.
And they looked at it. They rewound the third base camera, and you see it's the dude. It's not Boone.
That's very funny. Five pitches into the game.
We've officially hit a new low with umpires.
I mean, it's been an awful year. And if you watch over the weekend, there were some missed calls up and down.
I'm watching it.
Carl. Time for robots.
On the YES Network, when Boone steps out of the dugout, he's like, it's not me.
Hunter, awesome. I don't care who said it. You're going, well, what the hell? Well, that's ridiculous. That's time. Like, what's the old line from Marv Levy? Hey, you over-officious jerk. Didn't say it.
That's right. Oh, man, that's funny. All right, Turtle, so I can buy that. See, what had happened was, okay, I'm with you. Aaron Boone, he got jerked around today. That's terrible.
And I will say again, on the front end, he gets thrown out. I guarantee you he leads the league in being thrown out by 10 times, and he usually deserves it. But this time I got to feel bad for my guy. He didn't do it, man. Right. He was innocent.
All right. What did the guy say to the ump, though? Do we know?
No, I don't know.
He's just like, you know, where the F is the strike zone? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure it was something.
It was some generic, probably just generic BS banter.
I just think, honestly, everybody's, even the ups are so sensitive. Like, I've told Carl the story a million times on the radio. My father was like a Greek god of heckling. My father was ultimate. He used to work Eric Gregg, Harvey. Remember Doug Harvey? They called him God with the gray hair.
Yeah, yeah.
My old man, we sat behind third base. My old man would be relentless, but clever, never cussing. You know, and I was like, Harvey, if you had one more eye, you'd be a freaking Cyclops.
Yes.
See, that's clever. You can't get run for that.
Well, whatever this guy said, apparently there's some magic words for umpires.
Yeah, the F-bombs. Or the C and the Like they talked about it in Bull Durham.
Well, or when you accuse them of being on the take. That's the other thing.
Right.
Like, I mean, when you start saying that and these guys get really edgy. But either way, that's funny. Aaron Boone got jerked around.
I'm trying to think of my dad's best. Ron Wicks was an official, one of the last refs that didn't wear a helmet. Yeah, he used to spackle his hair. My old man's like, hey, Wicks, you got a hair out of place. You know, stuff like that.
All right, we got to run in my music.
Hey, Ed hits me up on Twitter. It's not X. He says, put him up, see Dukes. Kevin Hart is hosting. Have you seen that?
Mm.
He said Kevin Hart is going to host this thing with Tom Brady.
Okay.
That's a miss, in my opinion.
I mean, I like Kevin Hart, but I just think you play the Boston angle up with some guys that are really, really get down and dirty.
All right, Ed. Appreciate it. I don't know. I haven't seen it. That's why I was asking. And then Atlanta Joe says, well, of course, Belichick should be roasting him.
Oh.
Yeah.
It mumbles out there.
Hey, coming up, Connor Riley from Dog Nation is going to join us. We'll talk some SEC. We'll talk about who's going in the draft for the Dogs and much more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.